Welcome back to another episode of The Serial Killer. I'm your host, Jeremy Skaggs. This week, we are talking about Anthony McKnight. Anthony was born in 1954. That's about all it says. Died October 17th, 2019 in San Quentin State Prison in California. He's convicted of murder times five. For five victims, crime span September 85 to January 86 in California. He was caught January 24th, 1986. Little is known about McKnight's early life. He was born in 1954 and enlisted in the United States Army in 1982. He also enlisted in the Navy and later served at Naval Air Station Alameda, located in the San Francisco Bay Area, near the cities of Alameda and Oakland. Also in 1982, McKnight was arrested by Oakland police while attempting to rape a girl who refused to have sex with him. He was not convicted and got off with a fine, but his information was entered in a sex offender database and his fingerprints entered into the U.S. criminal database. In 1983, he got married and had a child. McKnight was known as a lively and friendly man, making him popular in the area, with many friends describing him as very positive, unaware that he was a sex offender. Crimes and convictions. McKnight's first attack was in October when he stabbed a girl in the neck and chest, then raping her and leaving her unconscious on the outskirts of one of the Western districts of Oakland, where she was found and taken to a hospital. A few days later, he raped and beat up another girl at one of the city's construction sites. The victim managed to escape McKnight and hide in a drainage ditch. She then notified the police. By December 85, McKnight had carried out two more similar attacks, in one case inflicting 10 stab wounds on the victim and stabbing the other in the face, but both survived and subsequently gave law enforcement officers a description of the offender, saying that he was a black man, early 30s, and with a beard and mustache. One of them also gave a description of his vehicle and part of a license plate. In January 86, McKnight carried out another attack, during which he raped the victim and attempted to strangle her, dumping her in the Oakland's industrial area. She survived the ordeal. In late 85, the Oakland police became aware of the serial rapist targeting young black women in the city suburbs and outskirt areas. Over time, the unknown rapist became the main suspect in the murder of at least seven women and girls in Oakland and its suburbs, as the exact same modus operandi and pattern were used. Now that the OPD, Oakland Police Department, had a vehicle description, they started examining men in the area who matched the physical and vehicle description. They came across McKnight, who immediately stuck out to investigators because of his criminal background. They found out that at the time of the rapes, McKnight had been stationed at Treasure Island in San Francisco Bay Area as part of the Navy. In January, he was taken to a police station and interrogated. He denied attacking anyone, and since there was not enough evidence to arrest him, he was soon released. In January 1986, investigators were able to obtain a photograph of McKnight and showed it to three of the victims, all of whom identified him as their rapist. And he was arrested on January 24, 1986. He was again interrogated, but still insisted his innocence. Despite being originally suspected in seven murders, police found no evidence connecting McKnight to them, so he was only charged with the rapes and attempted murders. He did not plead guilty. The results of the complete blood count showed his blood matched that of the rapist. On August 24, 1987, McKnight was found guilty in several cases of kidnapping, assault, rape, and attempted murder, receiving 63 years imprisonment. He was incarcerated at Salinas Valley State Prison. 12 years into his sentence, investigators again tried to tie McKnight with the unsolved murders in the Oakland area and possibly other areas in or around the East Bay. They got permission to take a DNA sample from McKnight and entered into California's Combined DNA Index System, CODIS. McKnight obliged with a blood and saliva sample. In subsequent years, thanks to a DNA profiling test, McKnight was connected to five rape murders. Victims, 22-year-old Betty Stewart, her throat was slit on September 22, 85. 17-year-old Diana Stone, her corpse was found on the grounds of a primary school in Oakland with knife wounds to the neck on September 29, 85. 13-year-old Talita Dixon, who was stabbed to death on October 8, 1985. 18-year-old Monica Davis, she was killed by several blows to the head with a blunt object December 9, 1985. 24-year-old Beverly Bryant, she was beaten to death on December 25, 1985. His trial started in August of 2008. McKnight was charged with all five murders, which made him death penalty eligible. McKnight himself pleaded not guilty to all charges, but the prosecution cited the overwhelming DNA evidence that tied him to the crime scenes. After almost 2 months, the jury of seven women and five men found McKnight guilty of the murders, and he was sentenced to death on November 17, 2008. He did not admit his guilt. He was transferred to San Quentin State Prison to await execution. His death. In the years after, McKnight sat on death row awaiting execution on October 17, 2019, after having spent more than 33 years behind bars and 11 years on death row. McKnight died at the age of 65 from unspecified causes. All right, so that is the episode for Anthony McKnight. I want to thank you all for listening. We've been gaining some followers on Spotify. Also, if you want to follow us, we are on Twitter at the Serial Kill 11. I haven't mentioned that in a while. We are still under probably about 50 followers. And to be honest with y'all, I don't really do much with Twitter. But if I did get some more followers and people actually started reaching out and actually wanted to talk, because like if you follow me on Twitter, I follow you back. That's just how I am. I have a page on Facebook called Food Trip Reviews and Roadside Attractions. If you guys are foodies or you just like traveling and seeing different things, join us on Facebook. Hey, it would be awesome. I am, of course, the admin on there along with some other people. And would love to have you on there. You can do reviews of different restaurants, take pictures of places that you go traveling. It's been a page that I've been associated with now for, Jesus, I'm trying to think when this page actually started, 2014, 2015, something like that. Lots of things. If you like music, I am a singer in a band called Cryptic Memoirs. We have music on Spotify. We fall in the genre of probably goth rock metal. We do work with some of the guys that used to be in Evanescence. I just kind of throw that out there. So if you liked Evanescence, you might like us. There are some things coming. The last thing we did was for a movie soundtrack in 2018. Since then, I am no longer with the female singer. It's just kind of me now. And I do have some stuff in the work in the studios. So new music coming out sometime. Anyways, I'm just giving you guys just kind of background of who I am a little bit, and I'm hoping you enjoy these episodes. I know I'm a little late on this one, but I'm going to put out another one right behind this one, so you guys are going to get like two of them. So anyways, hope you enjoy, and we'll catch you soon.